WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden is set to travel to Israel on Wednesday. That announcement coming amid a meeting between Secretary of State Blinken and Israel's Prime Minister.
This was not a typical diplomatic meeting. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Secretary of State Blinken spent part of their time in a bomb shelter worried Hamas rockets might hit. The rest of the time has been behind-closed-door talks on what happens next in Israel and what aid they can expect from the U.S. The more than six-hour meeting continued past 1 a.m. Israeli time.
ABC's Andy Field. Biden will visit Jordan to meet with Arab leaders following his trip to Israel. A search underway in Brussels for a gunman with suspected terrorist motives who killed two Swedes before disappearing. Swedish authorities say the suspect claimed to be inspired by Islamic State. Republican firebrand Jim Jordan working to shore up support in his party to capture the speakership after House Republicans nominated him on Friday. A floor vote on his nomination is scheduled for Tuesday. This is ABC News. Three members of a California family have pleaded guilty for their roles in a stolen catalytic converter scheme.
Two brothers, Tao Su Vang and Andrew Vang, along with their mother, were part of what federal prosecutors said was a national network of thieves who provided catalytic converters stolen off cars to a metal refinery for over $600 million. 21 people from California to New Jersey have been charged in the case. The three family members in Sacramento pleaded guilty to conspiracy to transport the anti-smog device. Catalytic converters are popular among thieves because they can be easily sought off of a vehicle and contain precious metals, including platinum. Alex Stone, ABC News.
California utility PG&E says it wants to bury many of its power lines in areas where there's a high risk of wildfires, but California regulators are balking at the plan in part because of its impact on rates. The company says it has an obligation to eliminate fire risk, while regulators say Californians are already paying some of the highest power rates in the country. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a pre-party Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
All right. I'm awesome, Crudy. Good to see you. Hello, Nate, working the board. Welcome back, my friend. Our fair audience. Happy, happy Monday. Happy pre-party. Make sure you come out tomorrow. The Jade Monkey, that funky monkey in Madison. That's where we're going to be.
Dom, I've been booking a big show for you. Here is who we've got on the agenda for tomorrow. Joe Parisi, the outgoing Dane County executive. He's retiring. He's not being pushed out.